Visiting today with Rich Nelson at Allendale, we have had the quarterly grain stocks report and the small grain summary come out today. So if you could start off telling us a little bit about the reports and what you saw.
So USDA's two reports here today certainly were a little positive, at least for corn and wheat, and a bit negative for the soybean side. As far as the corn numbers, these September 1 grain stock estimates represent what is left over from the old crop marketing year. And the USDA's number, 1.377 billion bushels, that was a full 148 million bushels under USDA's most recent estimates. So definitely a supportive surprise here there. That came from partially a 41 million bushel revision to last year's completed corn crop, as well as better than expected demand. So good news on the corn side. Soybeans negative there. USDA revised stocks, and they suggest about 34 million bushels higher than their prior estimate. Now 274. And some of this, most of this did come from a higher production number. They revised the 2021 soybean crop up by 31 million bushels and partially reflected some negative usage implications here from the fourth quarter. So negative on the soybeans. The wheat side is a very confusing and interesting story. Number one, they really surprised us with a large wheat production revision for this crop we just harvested that's certainly going to the bins. 133 million bushel revision for the September report here. This is the largest revision for wheat production they've ever done on this report. So as far as a big surprise there, smaller winter wheat numbers, smaller spring crop numbers as well, spring planted crop numbers. One small note, though, is their stock numbers were not that small. They were on the trade estimate. So we've got smaller production, but there are some clear signs of perhaps some demand issues, which we'll certainly have to talk about with wheat here these next few weeks.
Do you feel like the trade missed big with these numbers?
We missed moderately. And I got to say, though, there's almost no way of making an estimate for this report. I'll say that very clear as one of the people who contribute to these estimates. We really don't know what to plug in for revisions to a long completed corn and soybean crop. That's certainly true. We have moderate news as far as June through August demand. So we can kind of get the grain stock numbers moderately close, usually. But for corn, we've got a huge demand category, which you simply cannot estimate feed residual. And I'll say very clearly, we certainly missed the wheat production number. This was a big surprise here. In fact, most of the trade had expected almost a minimal production change. So corn and soybean numbers, they're hard to guess in the first place. For the wheat numbers, that's where we certainly got the numbers wrong as far as the pre-report estimates.
Well, how much headwind are you seeing because of the Feds raising the interest rates, the Russia-Ukraine issue, strengthening the dollar? What all plays in there?
You know, I think for right now, we can say, at least for the very short term, the outside market argument has turned supportive for wheat. With Russia's president's very odd and dramatic comments here in his discussion here today, where he confirmed not just the annexation of those four Ukraine provinces, but also basically made some very clear threats yet again to Western nations. So I would say the outside market influence is small net positive. We do have to point out, though, obviously we hit a new high for the U.S. dollar index on Wednesday. We also have the stock market finishing at yet again new lows for the year. So outside market issues have been and generally will be a bear story. But for the very short term, outside market issues, I think, are a little positive, at least for the wheat side.
Do you feel like these numbers are going to continue to fuel the volatility?
No doubt. I think we could certainly point out that, the numbers themselves, we tightened up the corn balance sheet. We added to the soybean balance sheet. The problem with this, both these issues is we have concerns about demand, not just from poor export sales here in September. On top of that, we've got the newer concerns of a low Mississippi River, which especially impacts soybeans, because this is the time specifically for soybeans in the next six to 12 weeks to ship out the year's numbers. So that's a secondary concern. On top of the volatility argument, what do you say about the wheat story? Smaller production, but recognize problems with demand. So this is still a confusing issue, which I think will take some time to play out here.
Well, in winter wheat production, we mentioned that is down, but do you think the final hard red winter numbers are going to line up with what anybody expected?
No, you know, and USDA certainly did drop some numbers. So we had a 133 million bushel revision lower to all wheat production. 94 million bushels of that came from winter wheat specifically. And if you're looking at the hard red numbers, 531 million bushels. I believe that's the lowest since like 1957, if I'm right, something like that. So bottom line, though, is the surprises here certainly give us a lot to talk about. And for right now, the hard red numbers, I think, are relatively solid at these much lower than expected numbers here today.
Well, switching gears just a little bit, yesterday we had the hogs and pigs report. What were your takeaways with that?
And that was a little positive. The trade had been expecting a very minor decline in these numbers as far as the total hog herd. And keep in mind, we've been in liquidation for 2 years prior. This is the third year of light liquidation for the hog side. And we have the smallest hog herd in about 5 years total. So the trade expected a 0.8% production a hog herd decline versus last year. USDA gave them a 1.4% decline. On top of that, the trade had expected maybe some of these farrowing numbers to start evening out. In other words, stop the general declines. However, USDA gave us a little surprise there. They gave us, in this case, a small decline for the SEP-NOV numbers, a small increase for the DEES Feb farrowing numbers. Bottom line is March through May of next year is still going to look at this roughly even with this year's low production, maybe even a slight decline. So we're not in expansion. We're still at five-year hog herd lows.
Cattle feeders also under pressure and live cattle down a little bit too. What are your thoughts there?
You know, this has been a real tough week for the cattle side as they're looking at two issues here, or well, three issues. We have the issues as far as demand concerns, which we all understand with this recession talk. We have two confirmed quarters of declines in U.S. economic growth. So we know that's a valid issue. The market really hit that here this week. On top of that, number two, we have a little bit larger than expected cattle kills here recently, about 2 to 3% over last year. That won't change until we get into November. And the other thing is this trade had really been pricing in the belief of a sharp decline in production as we go into Q4 or Q1. With 6 months in a row of minimal changes for placements, it looks like that story is not going to be true. So the cattle side, I think, has some pressure still for another just maybe 2 to 3 weeks in front of it. Grand scheme of things, we can expect a moderate rebound maybe as we get into to November and beyond.
All right, Rich Nelson at Allendale, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.